Elections for Tampa mayor and city council are almost 2 years away. Today, Tampa attorney Seth Nelson filed to run for the District 3 at-large seat.
It feels absolutely wonderful to be a candidate for Tampa City Council District 3 citywide.
Minutes after he turned in paperwork at the Supervisor of Elections office in downtown Tampa, Seth Nelson said he is running because he wants the best city for his 5-year-old son, Kai.
I believe that Tampa should offer the best opportunities not only for Kai but for all of our children, and I'm concerned how our city will be in 20 years. I would like Kai and children like him to make Tampa their home in 20 years, and the decisions made on Tampa City Council today will affect that decision tomorrow.
Two other candidates have filed to run for the city council elections that will take place in March 2011. Lynette Tracy Judge has filed to run for District 5, East Tampa. Current city council member Joseph Caetano has filed to run for re-election to his North Tampa District 7 seat. Seth Nelson is running for the seat currently occupied by Linda Salcena, who is term-limited and plans to run for mayor.
Linda Salcena has been a great public servant to the city of Tampa for the past 16 years. I'd hope to follow in her footsteps, especially when it comes to her initiatives on historic preservation, protecting our neighborhoods, and the environment.
Nelson promises to lead on environmental issues.
The city of Tampa should, in 20 years, be a city known as a clean, green city, and that means clean air and clean water. Right now, we should stop dumping 50 million gallons of reclaimed water into the bay every day. We should be using that water to water our lawns and not using drinking water to do the same. It's bad for the environment, and it's a waste. Also, on the environment, we need to get more cars off the road. The more cars we get off the road, it will improve our quality of life and our air quality.
Is this more fun than being in camp?
Yeah.
From the Supervisor of Elections office, Nelson walked with his family 5 blocks through downtown to meet with supporters at a restaurant. He was joined by his parents, Alice and Carno Nelson, his son Kai, and his brother Jeremy. They stopped to take a photograph in front of City Hall. One supporter, Kim Bird, lives in Palm Harbor but works in Tampa.
I've known Seth since he was an associate for an attorney in whose office I'm located. And I've just gotten to know Seth over the past couple of years, and just in our conversations about representing our clients and the type of law that we do, I've come to respect his position on social and political issues, and I think he would be a good addition to the Tampa City Council.
Nelson and his family were greeted with applause as they entered the restaurant. Janelle Bullard lives in Tampa and works for a local grocery store marketing company.
I think he's absolutely fantastic, and I think we need somebody like him to help out our kids.
John Newcomb is a lawyer in Tampa. Newcomb's son put together an Eagle Scout project several years ago when he first met Nelson. The project was to build a dog park in Palmasia.
There was some grumpy neighbors that weren't as excited about putting a dog park in the neighborhood that were opposed to it. And Seth actually was involved in moving that project forward, and I was impressed that his concern with neighborhoods and concern with redeveloping the infrastructure and the parks in our area. And of course, my son was excited because for a while that Eagle project was stalled because we had a decrepit old park that no one was going to be able to do anything with. And finally, through the efforts of Seth and others, the dog park moved forward.
Nelson almost made city council in 2006 when there were 2 vacancies because Rose Ferlita and Kevin White migrated to the Hillsborough County Commission. 49 people applied for the 2 vacancies, and Nelson lost in the second round of voting. As an attorney, Nelson specializes in family law and works for the rights of disabled children.
I represent kids with disabilities and fight to make sure that they get a free, appropriate public education under the Individual Disability Education Act.
Nelson grew up in Old Hyde Park and still lives in that section of Tampa. He says he has experience with one of the most important roles of the city council, working with Tampa's budget.
First and foremost, you have to work with the incoming mayor and designing on what are the new mayor's priorities and how we can affect the budget and make that happen. Currently, I serve on the budget committee for Tampa City Council, and I help advise the city council on areas that we can look at the budget to try to make it work better for our citizens.
You can learn more about City Council candidate Seth Nelson and about the 2011 Tampa elections on our website, WMNF.org/news. For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.